The joy may be full.
Ah, are you sorry, Steve?
That the joy may be full. Lord, thank you, Father. Help us to walk in that realm of victory. Every day. Say rejoice evermore. The Bible, the apostle said that. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So when he has to give us another kind of a spirit, we just said, get it behind this Satan. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Bless the reading of your word this morning. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I read a familiar scripture this morning. Familiar scripture, 3 John 2. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I say 3 John 2 because happened in one chapter in India. And it says, beloved, I wish above all things, sir, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. God say above all things. It is uppermost in God's heart that you prosper and be in health. Amen? Won't you make it number one in your own life too? What God calls above all things, won't you make it above all things in your own life too? So this morning, divine health. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, divine revelation indicates that the will of God for his children is what I just read to you now in 3 John 2. And I want to read it again so that nobody misses it. Beloved, he so much loves you. We are the beloved of God, amen?
Beloved.
The elect of God, amen? The very bride of Christ, amen? Praise God. By faith in Jesus' name. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. This marvelous truth is revealed in the back in the Old Testament, the church in the wilderness. So this marvelous truth is revealed in the covenant of healing that God gave to the children of Israel at the time of their deliverance from Egypt. Back in Exodus 15, this book is one book, amen? Call it Old and New, yes. But it's the same Jehovah God of the Old Testament. Is the Jesus Christ of Nazareth of the new, amen?
Amen.
The I am that I am. Praise God. Behold, Israel. The Lord thy God, he is one God, amen?
Amen.
You can't chop him to three. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He that has seen me has seen the Father. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Exodus 15:26. And don't say Old Testament. Bible says, all the promises of God in Christ Jesus. They are yea and they are amen. To the glory of God, amen. By us. Now, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and we do that which is right in his sight, and we give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, and we put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. Now, King James Version say brought upon, right? And some of that you know. Or he say, I will not, but I put none. Which means, you know, he say, I will not permit them. Praise God.
Amen.
So that is the real, another, I will not put upon you. Means I will not permit them, you know. So now, there are two parts of that covenant, really, you know. One, God's primary intention was to give the believer divine protection against sickness. I say, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptian. Number two, it also included healing, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So believers, they have restricted the truth of divine healing, of healing as a means of deliverance to only when they are sick. However, it was God's intention that the Christian should not be even sick at all. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It should be brought to the consciousness of the believer that healing should bring divine life to the believer. The Christian should feel that he has received dominion in his soul over Satan, over sickness, over disease, and even over death. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Brother, what are you talking about? After all, death is an enemy. 1 Corinthians 15:26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. That also means that God can take his people home, that take many of his children home. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So anyway, so now, Bible said that sickness to be taken away from the midst of these people. When the children of Israel are lest they should misunderstand the real meaning of the covenant of healing. The Lord repeated this promise in slightly the same way in different parts of the Bible. So I've shown you Exodus 15:26. In Exodus 23:25, the Lord said the same thing. Exodus 23:25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I think it should be a daily confession for you. Amen.
Amen.
In the day of pollution,
amen,
the water, what is in the water you are drinking, I don't know what is in it.
Yes.
What is in the food you are eating, I don't know what is in it.
Yes.
But God Almighty, as
yes,
you serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Bible says, you know, he will bless your water.
Yes.
He will bless your bread.
Amen.
The joy shall live by faith. You live by the word of God, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Yes.
That is the utmost blessing this earth, as that you know. Stay by the word of God, amen.
Amen.
The only thing that you will never face is God's word.
Yes.
Heaven and earth shall pass away. God said, the Lord, my word shall never pass away. Amen.
Yes.
You can rely on it. It's the only thing you can really rely upon. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Put not your trust in man.
Yes.
Not the president,
yes,
not the government,
on,
not even in horses,
yes,
or the feet of a man. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord,
yes,
whose hope the Lord is. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He will never fail you. So right there, he repeated the same promise right there. Here, the promise is repeated, and the condition is repeated too. What is this? Serve the Lord your God, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. That's simple. Now, even the book of Deuteronomy repeats the Decalogue and many other instructions given elsewhere in the Pentateuch, meaning the first five books in the Bible. And in this book, which gave a summary of the law of God, the promise of divine health was repeated yet again, Deuteronomy 7:15. And the law will take away from thee, Bible with AL, all sickness. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. But we lay them upon them that hate thee, the Lord said. Now, children of Israel, such in the wilderness, they had this covenant with them, and they enjoyed it for a season, you know, but now they get rebellious. So, they get punished. Anyway, although short of faith many times, you know, children of Israel, they appropriate the promises many of the time, and God honor it and so on. And they live under the blessings of the divine head that God has promised. There were exceptions too, such as when they disobeyed the Lord, either by rebellion and loss, by the things of the world, and they brought upon them plagues upon them. Therefore, that, you know, it happened. But as a whole, in general, over a long period of time, while they wandered in the wilderness, the people were immune from sickness. We are told in Psalm 105:37, this is the word of God. It's as good when it was spoken. It is good today, it will be good tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. I mean, God is no respecter of persons, amen? Praise
amen
the Lord. So, and the examples abound in the Bible where individuals enjoy divine health. The scripture gives us further light into the wonderful blessings of the covenant of healing with the testimony of he gave two testimonies in the Bible of the nation of Israel. These are all familiar scriptures, but I'm going to read them. Number one, the leader of that church in the wilderness called Moses. He reached an advanced age of 120, which is this, in which naturally looking a state of salinity and decrepitude should have crept in. But not Moses, not Moses. Rather, Other than that, he experienced a remarkable physical preservation. So that in a real sense, he retains the virility of youth until the day that he died. Amen? Praise God. Now, that is written in Deuteronomy 34, verse 7. And this motive was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural fault abated. So, even Moses fulfilled his own prophecy, written in Genesis 6:3. He wrote in Genesis 6:3 by divine inspiration. All scripture are by divine inspiration, right? In Genesis 6:3, what did he say there? And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also flesh. Look at this. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Moses wrote that by divine inspiration, and that he himself fulfilled that prophecy for himself. Amen? Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, why should a Christian have a lower expectation under an excellent ministry, a better covenant mediated by the Lord Jesus, which was established upon better promises? Hebrews 8:6, tell us that kind of thing. Number two, testimony in the church in the wilderness. Caleb, well, let it be taught that the experience of Moses was because of his exalted position as a leader of Israel. Maybe it's a unique situation. Then the testimony of another one was given us in the Old Testament, that might come to pass at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every truth be established. Amen. If it was true then, true today too. Praise the Lord. Now, Caleb was one of the 12 spies. You all remember that? Who was sent to go and spy the land. And the only one of those two, only one of the two that brought back a good report. There are so many bad reports in Christendom today. They are saying everything else but the word of God.
Yes.
See? You know, that is the problem. You know, with the church. Amen? You know? Speak the word only or keep quiet. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Now, could his blessings be because, what did he do? Because he brought a good report. Yes. Even in the book of Solomon told us in the book of Proverbs, a blessing will come when you bring good report. How beautiful upon the mountains at the feet of death that bring good tidings of good things, right?
Yes.
Even in Proverbs 15:30, we are told, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bone fast. Amen?
Amen?
Always carry good reports. Praise God.
Amen.
This gospel is a gospel of good tidings. Praise God.
Amen.
Good news and so on. You know, so let us speak with the word of the Lord. Here was a man called Caleb. See, you're passing through all kind of trials. Yes. You know, who have put in some strenuous years as one of the officers of the army of Israel. Yet, at 85, he had a remarkable testimony. I will read it in Joshua 14, verse 10. See, God put these things in the Bible. Bible said, the things are written aforetime, they are for our admonition and for our example, that we, through the scriptures, may have hope. Amen?
Amen.
Joshua 14, 10. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive. As he has said, I love that one, the Lord kept me alive. Only the Lord keeps us alive, amen?
Amen.
You have to trust him, praise God.
Amen.
Now, I kept me alive. As he said, these 45 years, after he spied the land, right? 45 years since he spied the land, you know? And even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day fourscore and 5 years old. Verse 11 says, as yet I am as stronger this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war, if war comes, both to go out and to come in. Praise God.
Amen.
Confession. Confession of the word of God. Let the weak say, I am strong. Amen. Praise that. Don't get beggarly, sickly, or kind of a thinking. Speak the word only. Amen. Brothers, I speak unto you, their spirit and their life. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, secret of longevity. There is indeed such a thing as divine health. Yes. That it prolong the vigor of youth up into old age. And this is the result of daily walking with God, amen? See? Daily walking with God. The promise of a long, useful life, blessed with health and strength, is given to those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High. This day, Psalm 91 should be a popular scripture for every Christian, right? That remember before, right? Psalm 91 verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 16 says this. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
This word should not depart from you. It told Joshua at the beginning, at the midst of Joshua. This word shall not depart of your mouth, and out of which you meditate day and night. Then shall thou make your way prosperous. Then shall thou have a good success. Amen. So we should see the word only all the days of our life. Now, another promise of healing was given in Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Many times, Christians can believe that he forgives all their sins. He don't believe that he has forgiven, I mean, he has healed all their diseases, you know. The same Lord, the same God, amen. The same atonement, amen. One atonement does it all.
Amen.
By one sacrifice, he has perfected forever. Then, as I sanctify, you and I, amen?
Amen.
Take that which belongs to you. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
It's a complete salvation. Distinct from the promise of healing is another great promise concerning the renewal of youth. That's in verse 5 or Psalm 103. Who satisfied our mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I think that the role, before I have to ask or come to that scripture again. The divine renewing of one's youth is a wonderful promise. And the secret is in those verses that I just read to you now. One must daily satisfy himself with good things of heaven in order that divine life may be imparted into that body. So youth is renewed. No, like the eagle said. The eagle, as we all know it, is so high in the heaven above to the mountain. It doesn't just fly low. It goes right to the top of mountains. It doesn't eat just all kind of garbage. No. So far above in the heaven, this eagle soar. So the child of God must soar. Amen?
Amen.
You must soar. You are eagle. The sign of the prophet. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
A prophet and the most prophetical generation as God raised up in this age. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. You must soar. You know, in this age you are living as a Christian. We were destined to dwell in heavenly places in Christ. Even in the epistle we are told in Ephesians 2:5, even when we were yet dead in sins, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Verse 6 says, and has raised us up together and made all sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Mystery of mysteries. Isn't it? Yes. It's a mystery, one of the mysteries of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are here and here. We are already in the mind of God. We are already seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, the church is the body of Christ. The New Testament reveals this same truth of our position, you know, of the believers. You know, our position of the believer, you know. So, as the body of Christ, I mean, you have many, many things going for you in the day of Moses, you know. Now, the scripture propounds the glorious truth that the church now is the mystical body of Christ, meaning the spiritual body of Christ, of which he himself, the Lord Jesus, is the head. 1 Corinthians 12, we tell all story. In Ephesians 5:30, we are told, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause, we have every reason to expect divine health by the power of the Spirit of Christ that dwelt in you and me. Amen?
Yes.
Here, another scripture here. Source of our, what is source of our strength, really, in this thing called divine health? Our strength is not of natural origin at all. It is that which is imparted by the Spirit of God. Amen?
Amen.
In Romans 8:11, we are told, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. The same Holy Ghost that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in you and I. Amen. If you raise Christ from the dead, how much more will you quicken your mortal bodies? Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
How does it come? Appropriation. You hear the word of God. You just like that sister said, God said it, that settles it. Amen. Praise the Lord. God said it, I accept it, that settles it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That is the truth. I believe that with all my heart, you know. So so in Romans 8:13, we are told, for if we live after the flesh, we shall die. But if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, which are talking about the Holy Ghost, is the source of our strength. By the Holy Ghost, then we mortify the deeds of the flesh and so on, that you know. And now, Isaiah 40 tells us this: they that wait on the law, they shall renew their strength. He even gave us some secrets in the Bible, right? There are some secrets of how to longevity, right? Isaiah 41. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That call those eagles again. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. These are the things you tell yourself every day. The world is around you that is negative. The antichrist system and so on to discourage you, cast the Christian down. But when you know who you are in Christ, right?
Amen.
You take your stand, amen. You can command him in Jesus' name. Get it behind me, Satan.
Amen.
You have to go. Bible says, at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, if you like, of beings in heaven, of beings on earth, and of beings in hell. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God has ordained it to be so. He has given me a name above every name. Praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, that is your weapons of warfare. We have so many spiritual weapons, right?
Yes.
The weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal.
Yes.
They are mighty through God to the prayer of strongholds. Oh, this weapon is the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are safe, amen. We have the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. We can quench all the fiery darts of the devil. Ephesians 6. Praise the Lord. Bless God and so on. So you see, when we come to Christ for anything, so don't take him for an experiment, amen. Praise the Lord. So don't take Christ for when you come for healing. Do not take him as an experiment, but or for a future thing. Today is the day of salvation, amen. Why postpone it? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So just get your blessings today while you need it, you know, and it's there for you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, that's fine. Now, so this gives us strength and rest to the heart that we don't take Christ as an experiment. We take him as reality. Is our head. He is our life. But we say, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory.
Yes.
Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. The only God that raised Christ from the dead, dwelling in you and I. I mean, infinite possibilities. Amen. All faith is within you, together with the word of God. Now, as I finish here this morning, the Holy Ghost does all these things for us, quicken our body and so on. But you and I have a part to play in your divine head that God gave you. You have a part to play, I have a role to play. Praise God. I will end up with that right now. You have a part to play. Now, the Almighty God has presented you and me with the world's most wonderful machine. You know what it is? Your body. Amen. Praise the Lord. The world's most wonderful machine, your body. Now, think about it now. This miracle machine has its own non-stop motor. Amen? That's your heart. It can't even afford to stop for a nanosecond. Can't do it. You know? So this miracle machine that God gave you has its own non-stop motor, which is your heart. It has its own fueling system, the digestive tract. It has its own filtration system, the kidneys. It has its own thinking apparatus, if you will, the brain and the nervous system. This is your body that God gave you. It has its own temperature control, the sweat gland, the hypothalamus. I don't want to talk too much science here. Praise God. Anyway, but it's in there, so praise God. You know? So it has all these things. Amazing. We are the head of God's creation. Thank God for the planets. Thank God for the stars and the galaxies. Yes, we are the head of all the creation of God. Amen.
Amen.
how many of them are made in the image of God? Only you and I, amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. You are the head of God's creation. You know, so I mean, know who you are here. So that's your body right there. I gave you your own part is this. Indeed, this most remarkable contrivance or device called this her body is even has the power to reproduce itself. So now, no wonder all I've been saying now, the Bible itself said it in a very succinct way. The Creator described it this way in Psalm 139, verse 14. And I want to read that one. This, you have a part to play. Right? I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. You know? Marvelous as I walk, sir. And that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. And curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. That part alone, we can say the whole sermon now, we just skip it. Thy eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. I won't expand here, but the thing is this. See, Bible says, I'm wonderfully. Fearfully made. Now let me try and find this thing out later. Now true science we agree with the Bible, amen. But false science won't. You know, one of the most remarkable things about the human body is this: the ability to repair itself. Ability to repair itself. You know. Now, if you cut yourself, for example, the cells will heal, right? And in time, the wound and the scar will be replaced by new tissue, right?
Amen.
How many can the stone repair itself or whatever science created? Only God's creation, the head of his creation, man. Now, if you break a bone, it will need, after it has been set, I become as strong as new again. Amen?
Amen.
See, the body, this wonderful thing that God has created and so on, the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? God gave you an instruction about this body. I'm saying, I'm closing by this truth that you have a part to play in this divine implant of God, you know. Yeah, talking about the Holy Ghost, yes, that is the foundation of all things, the Creator and everything like that, you know. But we are co-laborers together with God in all of His plans. In maintaining this your perfect and divine hair, God gave an assignment. He gave you an assignment. God will never fail it in His own role. Don't fail it in yours, amen? Praise the Lord. So God gave you an instruction about one of the important members of your body. It's called the heart. Amen. I will finish off with that heart this morning, you know. In Proverbs 4:20, we are told, to 23 rather, keep thy heart, it's a command to you and I, right?
Yes.
Keep thy heart with all diligence. Not even just keeping, with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. The same thing science came to agree upon later, you know. The body is composed of billions of tiny cells, according to science. Say billions, don't you know, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, amen? Billions, you know, of tiny cells that are nourished by the blood from the food that you eat, you know? Yes, right there. So, billions of cells. Description even further tells us that in Leviticus 17:11, part of it towards the end, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. So this heart, what to do with the heart? So the Bible says you should keep it with all diligence. But today people are so negligent. Even Christians don't even know what God is talking about in this. You know, I'll finish right there. Every day, about your heart. Every day, this is your heart. The average heart should be your best friend. You know what it does? Every passing day, it beats 100,000 times a day. Every day, this is your heart. It beats 100,000 times. Now, in 1 year, that means this your heart must have beaten 35 million times. So let's measure it out. Now, in 70 years, that adds up to 2.5 billion faithful beats of this heart. The average age of people, the heart must have beaten about, 2.5 billion at 70 years old. Without stop, you can't stop for a damn second. Continuously. Show me a human machine. Can do such a thing like that. I'm fearfully, made. I said that, you know. So Bible says you should take, diligence. I said that, So this heart pumps about 2,000 gallons of blood daily for nourishing your body. If you took all the blood vessels in your body By that I mean the artery, the veins, and the capillaries, and line them in a straight line. For a child, science says it will run 60,000 miles. That will take all the artery, the veins, the capillaries, and put them in a straight line like that, all of them. For a child, it will run about 60,000 miles. For an average man, it will run 100,000 miles. That is this your body, fearfully and wonderfully made. See? And the heart is the one pumping the blood to all these, you know, the body and so on. Now, we have to take care of these things. Now, the blood circulates in this network of 100,000 miles that will reach every cell in your body. Every cell must receive nutrition from this same blood that this heart is pumping, you know. Now, from the heart itself, the blood begins to journey, right? From the heart itself, it starts to receive the same blood and so on, that you know. To the scalp of your head, it goes in there. And then to the tip of your fingers and your toes, it must pump this blood to every cell, every minute, and so on, that you know. So, of course, when you're sitting at rest right now, the blood makes this journey. It goes from your heart to all the parts of the body and return again, right? It does that, you know, it makes that trip once per minute. That's your pulse, right? You know, it's right, according to science, right? You know, now, the Bible is a scientific book too. Praise God. Now, praise God, you know. Before any science, I've been there. He's the creator, right? Now, so during activity or exercise now, this, if you make as many as 8 or 8 round trips per minute when you are exercising. So why? In order to supply the necessary fuel for the increased energy and remove the burnt out waste. That's why when you are exercising, so on, it doubles up its work too. So, you know. So we see that one. This art that God has given you, this wonderful body God gives you, and so on. According to science, all the red blood cells in the bloodstream undergo a complete change every 28 days, telling you how wonderful this body is and so on, how we should take care of it and do our own part, you know. Every 28 years, the red blood cells in your blood, they undergo a complete change, you know. They renew themselves through a series of birth and death. What does that mean? It means that about 12 times a year. So this means that, I mean, dead cell will be dead and new one will be created. And this is always going on throughout life and so on. So, of course, our red blood cells are manufactured chiefly. That's why you come in now. From the food we eat and the beverages we drink. That's where all the food that your cell gets from. The food you drink and the beverages that you drink, you know. Is this not logical, therefore, brethren, that if we put the correct nutrition into our bodies and keep the pipes, meaning the arteries, the veins, and the capillaries clean, you know, one can live a healthy life, you know. But if you put coke there and all the kind of things as a drink and things like that, you know, I mean, you know, garbage in, garbage out, right? You know, that's what you get, you know. So anyway, so now people they call about you know, they call about, they say old age. What is really old age, you know? I'm telling you right now, old age people associate with the number of calendar years, you know. But the real old age, I tell you right now, you are as old as your arteries. Amen? You are as old as your arteries. Period. You know? So, Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence, right? You are as old as your arteries. You see, I know. So, a medical scientist said in Canada one time, I quote him right now. He said that, you can have a 29 year old man, right? He has the arteries of a 60-year-old man, because of the way he believes, you know. He's only 28, but had the artery of a 60-year-old man. You can have a 40-year-old man, and his arteries have degenerated to that of an 80-year-old person, you know, the lifestyle, you know. Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence. Bible says, even put all diligence there, you know. Out of it are the issues. What is the issue of life? Blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood, right? So we have to be very careful about these things that God, that's your own part there. This is what we're talking about right now. Now, instead of submissive place, saying that I'm growing old, why don't you just revolt? I say I'm growing young, amen? Praise the Lord. And I'm a blinker too, you know? People are just looking at old age as if it is toxic. And it can be toxic if you are if you are putting wrong things into it, it will be toxic. See the arteries, right? If you clog it with cholesterol and all the kind of things, then it will be toxic, you know? But if you do what the Bible says, then of course you'll be on the safe side. You know, you're working with God, right? So I'm telling you right now, so you revolt. Say you are growing young.
Amen.
At 60, you can be bright eyed as a bird and radiate the joy of living. At 70, you can be supple, meaning you are flexible and not stiff like a stone or concrete, you know. You can be supple at 70 and full of sunny cheer. At 80, you can wear age like a jewel. Even at 80 years old, you know, you can do that, you know. And who even knows? Maybe if the Lord tarries, you might even fulfill biblical prophecy, Genesis 6:3. That's right, the Lord tarries. You know, you can, why not? You know, that said that a man today shall be 100. But let us think another description. Think on these things. Whatever are true, whatever are honest, whatever are good report, if there be any virtue, think only on these things. Don't think on worldly things and four times and things like that, you know. Praise the Lord. Now, please, my brethren, so, you know, be good to your heart. It's your friend, amen. God singled it out of all the organs of the body. He singled it, he said, keep your heart with all diligence. And do what the teacher said to do. He said, keep them with all diligence. Now, so how do you do that? I finish. How do you do that now? Now, the scripture says that your youth can be renewed, right? Psalm 103 verse 5 says that all. Satisfy your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. See, it's doable. God will not tell you what you can't do, really, you know. Now, right here we see that diet is the next greatest importance in the maintenance of health. That is saying, tell me what you eat, I will tell you what you are. See? You know, that's right. Tell me what you eat. I tell you what you are drinking, coke and all these things and all that, you know. I tell you what you are. You know. So now, even in the book of Daniel, look at the wise children, 17-year-old kids and all. You know, they have been taught the way of the Lord. Daniel 1:12. Prove that servant now. I beseech thee. This is your part now. You are to keep your heart with all diligence. What you put into this, your mouth and so on your body. Be careful, you know. Daniel 1:12. Prove that servant. I beseech thee. 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. You see, water is the purest thing that God created for us to be drinking. You know, so I mean, you know the story. Idea, they came out more fatty and more healthful, you know, than the dish of Babylonian king. You know, the kind of thing that, you know. So pulse is mean vegetables, purely vegetables. Praise God. Now I got about two more scriptures to read before I finish right now. 2 Samuel 17:27, the king of Israel, David, the man of war, the kind of men that he was having at that time, I think that, you know, and he read that in 2 Samuel 17:27, talking about that pause, that same pause. And it came to pass, when David was gone to Mahanaim, that Shabi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Micah, the son of Amiel of Lehi-Lehabah, and Barzillai, the Gileadite at Rogelim, brought bread and both basins and hearty vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn. You see that parched corn thing? And beans and lentils and parched pork. You see what the king of Israel was? He was a man of war, always in war, right? But he was so strong, you know. He was eating good food, you know, and the Bible put all this in the Bible for us, you know. Now, and honey, not sugar, not white sugar, honey, see that one, you know, and the butter, not the stuff we have today. So, anyway, what we are saying is this: stay with natural food, amen.
Amen.
Stay with nature, natural food, that's what you do, and so on. This last day, food is polluted.
Yes.
Now, so, and you have to stay away from there, and so on, that, you know. So, even there are some good things, too, some good food, too. If you eat too much of them, you are in trouble too. Egg is good, but if you are eating 6 eggs at a seat, I'm telling you, cholesterol will be in your blood. Praise the Lord. It's that simple, you know?
Yes.
That's right. You know, I think at most, you will not eat more than 2 eggs in a week.
Yes.
you know, period. People, scientists, nutrition, they are saying they are finding it as well. Olive oil is good. If you are drinking 1 gallon of olive oil in 2 weeks, that's bad.
Yes.
That's right. You know?
Yes.
So, I mean, measure these things out. They are good in moderation. You know, that's the way it works, you know? So, so now, next thing I finish here is this. Now, I finish here. The next thing is, we must keep the blood circulating in your body. Over this great pipeline, 100,000 miles of pipeline, right? You know, what we should do to exercise. You know, in the Bible times, I know that scripture, don't tell me, that physical exercise profited little. Even take the little. Praise God. That's right. So, in the Bible time, they don't have this automated movement around. The Lord was fishing all Galilee, was walking. See, I'm telling you. So in our day, it's all okay for your car to this. No, that's that, you know. So we have to be very careful. So anyway, that is one of the things. To maintain good health, the body must be exercised properly, meaning walking, jogging, running, biking, swimming if you can, deep breathing, and good posture too. And nourish wisely with natural food. If I want to go on food today, you take another old salmon. I won't go there, you know, but stay with nature. Be careful of manufactured food, you know, all the chef food. Don't go with that kind of thing, you know, natural food. So, as to provide and increase the good life of radiance, health, and joy, as the Bible said. Lastly, brethren, God's will for you and me is this. As you are waiting for the coming of the Lord, which you know it can appear anytime right now, especially the coming of the Lord and so on, I will put the scripture here in closing for our sister. It's a scripture to you and to all of us now, a prayer that the Holy Ghost prays in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. Brethren, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I like the next verse. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Amen?
Amen.
That's for you today. That's for you. That's for you. That's for everybody. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. How great are thy works, O God. Marvelous are thy works. Fearfully and wonderfully made, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for living in this land that you have given us now, Lord. Lord, much more so for the coming of the Lord dread tonight. This is the land where you can get any kind of food you want. Whether bad, you get a worth of them here. Whether good, the best of them here. Open the eyes of your children, Lord. Lord, to take advantage, Lord, of the best things of the land. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Was
it not said, you shall eat of the good of the land, right?
Ooh.
That is good in the land too, you know? To help your children all over the world too, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our healer, our savior, our deliverer, our all in all, our elder brother, our friend. I call you no more servant anymore. Yeah, my friend. If you keep my commandment, this I have commanded you.
Amen.
Lord, we worship and adore you this day, Lord. We bless your glorious name, Lord. Lord, our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and you are dwelling in here. He said, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them. Help us, O God, to keep this temple clean, O Lord God, for the glory of God. And by doing this right thing, we can do more for Christ, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing us in your word this morning. Father, in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your patience. This is over time.
God bless God. Praise the Lord.